Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Haftarah share. We're holding an Haftarah from Parshas Pinchas. During most years, Parshas Pinchas is read after the Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, like this year. Today's Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, Tavshin Samach Tes, and Parshas Pinchas is this coming Shabbos. And in a year like this, so the two Parshas of Matas and Masai are read on the Shabbos, obviously after Parshas Pinchas, they're together. So then we skip the Haftarah of Parshas Pinchas, and the Haftarah of Parshas Matos is read instead of it. Normally, on the years that Parshas Pinchas is read before Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, so then they read the Haftarah from Malachim Aleph Yud Ches Mem Vav. However, this week's Haftarah is from from Yirmiyo, the beginning of Yirmiyo, Perek Aleph. And the truth is, the Haftarah of each of the first 41 sedras that we had so far, usually one or more points have shaykhs to the sedra. However, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, Chazal were kaveya that the Haftarahs that are read on the three Shabbosos between Shiva Asa B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, they should be taken from the Nevuos that talked about and forewarned about the first destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Because what was the Indian? Because on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, that's when the Sinim of Klal Yisrael breached the walls of Yerushalayim, and on Tisha B'Av, it was that both the Beit HaMikdash were destroyed and they were burnt to the ground. So these three Haftarahs for the next 3 weeks are called the Tlasa de Peronusa, the three Haftarahs of affliction. That starts with Yirmiyo, Yeshaya, and despite the fact that these Haftarahs, they're all gloomy Haftarahs and they're sad and they talk about Averis and affliction, Lamais, it always ends off with a hope and a brach of hope and inspiration. Like it says, Hashem said, Zacharti lecho, koyamar Hashem, Zacharti lecho, Zacharti lo chesed neirayich, avas klulei soyich, lechtech acharei bamidbor, beretz lezeruo. Akolponim, that's how Yirmiyo. We're going to see the Arav Torah ends off this week, and Tziyam b'mishpat tipada v'shaveh b'tzedaka v'chulei is in Yeshaya, the Torah at the end of Yeshaya. Akolponim always ends off on a positive note. With that, Rabbi Yisai, we begin the Torah of Yirmiyo of this week's parasha, Yirmiyo Perek Aleph. Divrei Yirmiyo ben Chilkiyo, these are the words of Yirmiyo, the son of Chilkiyo, min ha-kayhanim, from the kayhanim, asher ba-anosis, be'eretz Binyamin, who were in anosis, in the land of Binyamin. Asher hoyo devar Hashem elov, bimei Yoshiyo ben Amon, with whose word of Hashem was with him, during the days of Yoshiyo ben Amon, Melech Yehuda, the king of Yehuda, b'shloish esrei shana l'molchoi, in the 13th year of his reign. Pasuk Gimel, vayihi bimei Yoyakim ben Yoshiyo, Melech Yehuda. And he was the Navi in the days of who? Of Yoyakim, the ben Yoshiyo, the king of Yehuda. Atayim ashtei esrei shana, until the 11th year of Tzidkiyo ben Yoshiyo Melch Yehuda, Tzidkiyo the son of Yoshiyo, the king of Yehuda, Ad Gelois Yerushalayim, until the exile of Yerushalayim, B'chodesh HaChamishi, in the 5th month. Pasuk Dalid, Vayihi Devar Hashem Elai Leimor, and the word of Hashem was upon me, saying, Pasuk Hei B'terem Etzorcho B'Vetan Yedaticho, when Rebbe Yisrael says, when I had not yet formed you in the belly, in the stomach, I already recognized you. Uvaterem teitze mirechem hiktashticho. And when you had not yet come forth from the womb, I was makadosh you, I sanctified you. Novi lagoyim nesaticho. Novi, to the nations, I have made you. So the Radak and the Ramban speak out that Rebbe Yisrael knew that Yirmiyo would protest against being appointed for this to be the Navi over here. He's going to say he's not right for this mission that Hashem is going to bestow upon him. So Baruch Hashem was telling him that Yirmiyo, you were destined for this before you were even born. And not only that, it says that if a person for a person to have the potential to be a great Navi, So the Rishonim speak out, it means his parents would have to be noig with themselves with Kedusha and Tara even before he was conceived. And so therefore, the Baruch Hashem is telling him, that's the word. But Terem, Etzorcha, before I fashioned you, Merechem, Babetan, Yedaticha, I already knew you in the stomach. But Terem, Tetzim, Rechem, Yedashticha, Novelagam, Zaticha, that you already, I knew you, Mitchilas, Briyoscha. Pasuk Vav, Va'oimar, and I said, Aho, Hashem Aleikim, Hine lo yodati, Daber, Kinara, Noichi. Said, behold, Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't know how to speak. Why? Because I'm only a young man. I'm a lad. I'm a young person. I'm a young boy. Pasuk Zayin Vayoyimar Hashem Elai. Then Hashem said to me, Al Toyimar Nara Noichi. Do not say I am a lad. Ki Al Kol Asher Eshalochacho Teilich. Rather, to wherever I send you, you shall go. Veis Kol Asher Atzavcho Tedaber. Whatever I command you, that you shall speak. Pasuk Ches Al Tira Mipneim. Do not fear from before them. Ki Itcho. Because I am with you to rescue you, the words of Hashem. There's nothing to worry about. Hashem says, I'm going to rescue you. Pasuk Tes, Vayishlach Hashem es Yodoy, and Hashem sent forth his hand, Vayagal Pi, and he made it touch my mouth. Vayoymer Hashem Elai, and Hashem said to me, Hine Nasati Devorai Beficha, behold, I have placed my words in your mouth. Pasuk Yud, Re'eh Kadeticho Ayoyim Hazeh Alagoyim V'amamlochis. See, I have appointed you this day over all the nations and over all the kingdoms. Linsoish, to uproot. Linsoish, and to smash. Ulahavid, and to destroy. Velarois, and to raise. Livnois, to build. Velintoya, and to plant. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ayhi Devar Hashem Elai Leimor. And the word of Hashem was upon me, saying, Mo'ata Roye, what do you see, Yemiyo? Va'oymar, and I said, Makel Shoked, an almond wood staff, Ani Roye do I see. Pasuk Yudbeiz, Va'yoymar Hashem Elai, and Hashem said to me, Hey Tav Toli Roiz, you have seen well, Ki Shoked Ani Al Devori La'soise, because I will quicken up, Negei my word to fulfill it. What's the union of the almond tree over here? So this symbolizes a swift and efficient action, because pshat is it blossoms well before all the other trees in the spring. And this lemais is a play on words, because the Hebrew words for almond, shoked and shoked, to hasten or to quicken something up, are related. So lemais it's a play on words. Pasuk Yud Gimel Vayhi Devar Hashem Elai Sheinis Lamor. Then the word of Hashem was upon me a second time, saying, Mo'ata Roye, what do you see? Va'oimer, and I said, Sir Nafuach Ani Roye, a boiling pot I see. Ufanov Mipnei Tzafoina, and its bubbling is on the northern side. Pasuk Yudalid. Va'yoimer Hashem Eloi, and Hashem said to me, Mitzafoin Tiposach Haro, I'll call Yoishvi Aretz, from the north, the evil is going to be set loose upon all the inhabitants of the land. That's what you see. You see the pot bubbling on the northern side. What's the pshat? Pasuk Tezvav, Ki hineni koirei lechol mishpachis mam lechois tzofoin anu yom Hashem. For behold, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, the word of Hashem, uvo, and they will come. V'nosnu ish kisoi, and each one will place his throne, Pesach, Shara Yushalayim, at the entranceway of the gates of Yushalayim. Velkol Chaymoseho, and against all its walls. Saviv, all around. Velkol Or Yehuda, and all the cities of Yehuda. Pasuk Tezayim, Vidibarti Mishpotai, Oisom, Alkol Raosom. Then I will speak my Mishpot, my judgments, against them for all their Ra, for all their evil. Asher Azavuni, for they have forsaken me, Vayaktru Lelohim Acherim. And they have been makdir to the gods of others. Vayishtachavu l'masi yedeyim. And they have bowed down and prostrated themselves to their own handiwork. They've been oivid avoid the Zoro, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Yud Zayin vi'ato tezor mosnecho. But as for you, Yirmiyo, you shall gird your loins. Vekamto, and you shall arise, stand up, v'dibarta aleihem, and speak to them, Eis kol asher anoichi atzaveko, all that I am going to command you. Al teichas mipneim, do not tremble from before them. Pen achitcha lefneim, lest I cause you to dismay before them. Pasuk yutches, vani hinei nesaticha hayoim leir miftzor, v'lamud barzil. And for me, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, behold, I have set you today as a fortified city, as an iron pillar. V'lechoyim ois lechoyshes, and copper walls, al kol ha'aretz, over the entire land. L'malche Yehuda, against the kings of Yehuda, l'soreo, and the princes, l'choyaneo, and against their kayanim, l'am ha'aretz, against the people of the land. Pasuk yutes, v'nilchamu eilecho, and they will do battle against you, v'lo yuchlu loch, but they're not going to prevail over you, they're not going to be matzliach. Ki itcho ani, because for you, the Baruch Hashem says, I'm with you, niyom Hashem, the word of Hashem, latzilecha, to rescue you. So, what's the inyan? So, the Rishonim speak out, in the Pasuk Yutes, it says that the leaders of Yehuda are going to dispute your message, and even try to kill you, your miyo, but they're going to be helpless, because I'm going to protect you, Hashem says. And with that, we start Perek Beis, continues the Avtoira, Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi devar Hashem elai leimer, and the word of Hashem was upon me, saying, Haloich v'karosa bi'ozne Yerushalayim leimer, go and proclaim in the ears of Yerushalayim, saying, Koyomar Hashem, so said Hashem, Zocharti loch chesed niurayich, I remember for your sake the kindness of your youth, Ahavas kalulei soyich, the love of when you were a kala, your bridal days. Lech teich acharai b'midbor, you're following me after me into the midbor. Be'eretz leizerua, in a land that was not sown. Benjamin says, I remember that. Benjamin recalls the early days of Klal Yisrael's history, when the Am Yisrael displayed total emun in the Ribbono Shel Olam by following him into a desolate midbor, in order to tell the people these geferlich nevuas of Yirmiyo that would not be fulfilled if the people if what was the remez over there? If they're going to go back and have a moon in Ribbono Shel Olam, then the Ribbono Shel Olam's love for Klal Yisrael will remain intact, and he's going to Ribbono Shel Olam be'etzem longs to forgive Klal Yisrael, but only if they do tshuva. So that's the significance of mentioning this inyan. Lech teichachar b'midbor, koyamar Hashem, zacharti lo chesed nirayi chavas kol lisoyach. Lech teichachar b'midbor, etz leizru. Ribbono Shel Olam says, I remember yada emuna. You followed me after me into the midbar, in a land that was not sown. Pasuk Gimel, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Hashem is Kodesh, Klal Yisrael is sacred unto the Ribbono Shel Olam. Reishis Tfuasa, that's the first of his grain. Kol Oichlov Ye'eshamu, Ro Tovei Aleihem, Niyom Hashem. All who try to devour Klal Yisrael, shall bear his guilt. Ro tovei aleihem, and evil shall come upon them, ni'um Hashem. So here you see the Ribbono Shel Olam this ends off with the Ktzas Divrei Nechama, that the Ribbono Shel Olam says that, listen, Klal Yisrael never loses the Kedusha, the Reishis Tfuasa, they're the Reishis Tfu of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the first of his grain. And just like they once had Amunah, they could regain that Darg of Amunah that they once had, and they could have faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and be talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, they could come back and do Tshuva. The Ribbono Shel Olam saying, Do tshuva. If you could do tshuva, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, then I will grab you I will accept you with open arms. And that's why despite the fact that the Navi started off with Paroniyos and talks about the affliction of Klal Yisrael and the Tzaris, but it ends off on a happy note that if Klal Yisrael does tshuva, then Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, will accept them with open hands. With that, Rabbi Isha, we finished the Haftarah from Parashas Pinchas.